Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, and welcome to another Sweet Kicks quick review, and we're doing something quite a little different again. Once again, I do have my wonderful wife with me who played the last review. Say hello, Crystal.
Hello.
So my wife, Crystal. And we're sitting across from each other this time. We're doing more like we're recording on the tabletop that we actually play our tabletop games on. Mm-hmm. And we're actually looking each other in the face instead of sitting next to each other, which is kind of different. So we're going to see how that works and maybe it'll generate a little bit
of... The tabletop will speak to us.
That's right. But so today's quick review is Saloon Tycoon by Van Ryder Games. Designed by Robert Couch and art by Agnieszka Dabrowiecka. How did you say
it? You were saying Agnieszka.
Agnieszka Dabrowiecka. Say that five times fast. But no, we wanted to, you know, mention that, give them, of course, the credit that they deserve. And we just wanted to kind of tell you what they say their game is, you know, if you wanted to get a basic description. So, I'm gonna read this and I'm gonna do a voice.
All right.
I'm gonna do it. So
it has to be an old West voice.
I'll be a cowboy.
No,
not that cowboy.
You need to be a slick cowboy.
All right. You're the new and lucky owner of the saloon, lot smack dab in the middle of town. But you ain't the only one. You'll have to outwit your opponents to build the most popular saloon in town. So roll up your sleeves, put on your hat, and let's go build.
Much better than the hillbilly.
The hillbilly, no hillbilly, so I'm doing the cowboy. But, so, in Saloon Tycoon, you're building a saloon, and everyone has their...
Technically, you're building an entire city.
Well, you're building a saloon, which is kind of like your corner lot.
Right.
And then you're building off of that with other amenities, and we'll kind of talk about some of the different things that you can build. But, so it's not like a worker placement game or anything. It's more kind of, you know, resource management. You're getting gold and you have to use the gold to buy more additions to your saloon. But as we always do, we'll talk about kind of like our first impressions of Saloon Tycoon. So we got the box sent to us and we opened up the box, and one of the things we recognized with the box was just like, it was durable box.
I know. We were both like, feel this box. We're like, it's so nice.
Like, even when it was just like, we had the top lid in our hand. We're like, what's this? This got some heft to it. But no, I mean, it was good quality box. But of course, we started punching out all the materials because there's multiple components to the game, because you are actually building a saloon and neighboring businesses. So... you have lots of components. Of course, you have your fool's gold as your gold, and then of course a lot of cards that are associated with the game. But everything was very high quality.
Right.
When you were popping out the,
I got a little excited.
she likes popping out all the stuff out of the cardboard. I don't know,
but how thick it was
template. But yeah, she. I remember you were just like, oh, these are thick and nice. But it looks nice, too. The artwork on it was
really
nice.
Well, I have to say, my first impression was when you said Saloon Tycoon, I was picturing a body, B-A-W-D-Y, body.
Uh-huh.
And kind of a trampy game.
Oh,
because immediately I was like, well, there's going to be the trampy brothel ladies. And it's
well, there is a brothel in the game.
I don't know if this is a game I really want us playing. But the artwork is awesome.
Yeah, and you know,
and everything's tasteful.
It was pretty tasteful. I mean, the only and we make comments like this because, you know, being parents and concerned about content of games.
I don't want to play this game. I don't want to be worried playing I don't want to play a game and feel worried that my kids will come see it.
Right.
But this one is not what I pictured.
Like, yeah, you don't have
in a good way.
Yeah, your brothel lady is actually fully covered and you know, doesn't look like
I really appreciated that
like
outfits.
A harlot or something like that.
Look, well, she does.
She's a tasteful, classy harlot.
I appreciate that they went tasteful.
Yeah. So So yeah, so we're getting all the components, and you actually have little meeples that look like cowboys, so that's kind of fun. Those,
yeah, I love it.
Those help mark, obviously, your score and keep track of how much money you are earning. So everyone gets their own mat, or it's a cardboard placement,
right?
Where you everyone starts with your basic first level saloon. Now I say first level because a really cool design of this game is that you actually can build multiple levels, and so you have what are referred to as supply cubes in the game, but they're basically your pillars in each corner of your saloon, and you can stack multiple of the, so you can have like your saloon is your first level, and then you have a billiards room, and then you have like a guest room or right. multiple things
or the
like
brothel.
That. Or the brothel.
Mentioned brothel.
Yes, right. But there's multiple things like that. And there's little, you know, basically 2x2 squares for your bigger things, and then you have kind of like a 2x1 skinnier thing, businesses that you could put on the side. Like there's even like the jail, you can have stables, the laundry, and things like that. And
as you buy rooms, you acquire citizens or outlaws.
Correct.
Which also affect the game.
Yeah, so outlaws obviously are going to affect you negatively, whether it's you getting less money or you having to pay extra money to build.
Right.
And then your citizens don't necessarily give you any benefit until the end of the game, till the end game when you're scoring. The more actual citizens you have, then the more points you're going to get.
Right. Something I did like a lot about this game is that it changed almost, like the gameplay changed almost every round.
Right.
Like you would get more gold so you could buy more stuff, or you're constantly trying to accomplish your card's assignments.
Yeah, well, and speaking about your card assignments, so you have claims. There's open claims that anyone can do. So, like, if you build, for one of the things that I accomplished, I built 2 pharmacies.
Right.
And I got 4 points for that. Reputation points, as they're referred to, instead of victory points. And, or there's, everyone has 2 secret claims that
they
can do.
Which I love.
Which is fun, because so no one knows what you're going for. So, like, when I paid, because one of the features is you can bribe citizens to go to either your saloon or someone else's saloon. I bribed one of the bad people into my saloon, and everyone was like, why are you doing that? Well, I needed this bad person in my saloon, but not like the sheriff, and I didn't have the sheriff, so I brought the bad person in, and then I accomplished one of my secret claims,
right,
which gave me like 12 reputation points. It was awesome.
So you can feel like you're ahead of everyone, and then all of a sudden someone will slap down their secret claim that they just earned and get like 10 more points. And
well,
it's just fun that you never know like where it's headed.
Exactly. Well, and your gameplay can change each round too.
Right.
And so each round you have different actions. Every round you do income, you get gold. You get 1 gold per tile that you build. So tiles represent the buildings that you're building. So if you have 8 tiles, you get 8 gold every round, type of thing. And then you have actions that, whether it's getting more gold or getting tycoon cards, which are cards that can help you or hurt other players. And then you can buy stuff, you know, obviously buy your buildings. And then you have free actions, which are buying your pillars, your supply cubes to build multiple levels.
Yeah. And something else that I loved is I feel like a lot of resource management games are a lot of downtime when it's not your turn.
Right.
Because people are thinking
analyzing. Hurry
and
up, you're taking forever.
Get bored. But this one moves so fast, don't you think?
It moved really quickly. And one of the things that it even says on the back of the box is that it's easy to learn. And so one of the things we are happy is that it was easy to learn. But it could seem intimidating at first because there are so many
components.
You know, we laid it out in front of us before we started playing, and we're like, wow, this is a lot of stuff, because you have all the building pieces and all the cards, and you each have your own, you know, lot card and everything, and it could seem intimidating at first
mm-hmm.
when you just look at it. But the gameplay and learning it was actually pretty quick.
Yeah. I always measure a game by how fast I pick it up.
Right.
Because I don't pick up games fast, and I figured this out.
But you're getting better at
really
it.
Really fast.
So, yeah, and it was lots of fun. We had a third player that played with us. Our Crystal's brother played with us. And, you know, and he picks up on games pretty quick too. And so it was pretty easy for him to understand what was going on. And we had fun. And it, and the game says it takes about 40 to 80 minutes, but I don't feel,
I think it was about 40.
Like, I thought it was going to take longer because we were first learning it. And usually when you first play a game and learn it, because we busted out the rules right there and read them. But I say with reading rules and gameplay, maybe it took us an hour.
Yeah. But also, I loved that it made me feel excited.
Yeah.
When it was like close to my turn and I knew I had to have that building and to get my card score.
You're always like, don't buy that building. I'm going to buy that building.
Yeah. And I'm surprised because I'm not going to lie. Resource management games are not my favorite. But I just felt so excited the whole time. Like, just to achieve things. Like, you can achieve something every round.
Your secret claim or your claims, you're like, oh, I'm going to get that. And, you know,
and I love that. It was exciting.
And you get extra bonuses, too, when you, what is referred to as finishing your tile.
Right.
So when you build your pillars on your tile, it's finishing it, and then you get a bonus, whether it can be getting a citizen to your saloon or getting gold or extra actions and things like that. And so you're always feeling like you're accomplishing something. Mm-hmm. Although Crystal's brother, man, whew, I don't know what was happening, but like we, both of you and I just like trounced him. He was, he didn't do so well.
Yeah, you say we, but I won.
You won, but I'm saying that he wasn't even close to either of us. But yeah, Crystal did win.
But he
win.
Got stuck with a nasty outlaw.
Yeah, well, he had like three outlaws at one time. We're like, dude, I don't, no, let's not do that. But, yeah, so it was lots of fun, easy to learn, and we had a great time. It was something that we feel that we will want to pull off of the shelf again and play.
Yeah, it's familiar, but unique.
Yeah, so definitely. So going into our next section of the show is, how do you rate the game? Does it get a recommends does it get a try before you buy?
I say recommend.
I recommend.
Because at the end, both my brother and I said, I can't wait till we can play this again.
Right.
That is a buy. That's not a try before you buy.
That's right. Something you want to know that you're going to get replay value out of
it. Right. Yeah.
Right.
I can play it right now.
Just bust it out. So,
Man Rider Games, you did a good job.
That's right. I also give it a Sweet Kicks recommends. Just because it was lots of fun, and any game that I can play with you, and with especially you, because you and I are mostly playing games, is always a good recommend. I wouldn't necessarily say it's what is referred to as a gateway game.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's not your Settlers or your Ticket to Ride type games. I think if you're a big fan of like Settlers, I think you could easily get into Saloon Tycoon.
If you're a fan of Settlers, then you should put that one away and play this one.
There you go. But no offense to Settlers or anything, but it's the modern day Monopoly. It's kind of like everybody plays Settlers and knows it. But then, okay, well, it's a good game. It's a good game to play every once in a while. But now let's add some extra elements.
Some saloons.
That's right. Add some extra elements to play games like Saloon Tycoon. So,
we both say bye.
We say it's a recommend from Sweet Kicks with Bricks. And
Yeehaw!
Go play Saloon Tycoon! And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.